This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go, hour number two of USAprepares.com. Dr. Norman Shealy's with us, and Dr. Shealy, we've got Ron in North Carolina. Ron, welcome.
Hey, Vince. Good to talk to you.
Hey. What, you know, you have a big fan club out there, Ron.
I can't see how much I am so grateful for the support I've had since I got sick and had to have some surgery done. It's just been overwhelming. I can't thank everybody enough.
You know, I received so many calls and emails asking me if you were okay. You mind if I give out your last name?
No, that's fine.
Ron Gibson. Class, Ron Gibson is the gentleman who takes USA Prepares broadcasts and posts them on YouTube every day. Every day. And he is, originally, he posted them without commercials. He posts Mike Rivero, Alex Jones, and USA Prepares. And we had a hiccup with posting them without commercials. That has been resolved, and he is back to posting without commercials right now. So, Ron, I want to thank you. And you've Ron Gibson, the well-known Ron Gibson of the YouTube channel, the Ron Gibson channel. Hey, thank you so much, Ron, for posting. And I don't know if you heard, but you got a shout-out and a thank you this morning, hour number one.
Yeah, Rick. That's hilarious.
Yeah. So you have a question for Dr. Shealy?
Yes, I'd like to talk to Dr. Shealy, and thank you, Dr. Shealy, for being on the air with us.
Well, delighted, of course.
2 weeks ago, I had to go and have emergency surgery done on my gallbladder. I had two gallstones stuck in a duct. And the first operation, they went in and removed those and removed what they call gravel and sludge. And then the next day, they went in and took my gallbladder out. I've been having the problem for a few years, but the pain would eventually go away. I don't know if there was something that I could have done in between times. I've tried to do some gallbladder cleanses, but I don't know if my gallbladder was just too far gone or what. I don't know if there's some information that you can give us to maybe help somebody else out.
Well, you know, in general, the gallbladder or liver flush was introduced many, many decades ago by Jethro Close. And the main thing is you prepare for it by drinking a lot of apple juice, and then you take a certain amount of olive oil and lemon juice. And I presume that's what you meant by the gallbladder flush. In general, as long as the gallstones are not too big, a liver flush can be superb, even with passing. You know, a lot of, I've had several people bring me, I don't know how you collect them, we won't go there, but bring me the stones they passed after a gallbladder or a liver flush. But let's face it, the gallbladder is one of the, it's not as common as the appendix for causing trouble, but it is one of the things that causes trouble, apparently because of our diet. the important thing is that now it can be taken out without open surgery through a very tiny little slit and a laparoscope. And that is, of course, a huge improvement over the old open gallbladder removal. Many people do pretty well after removing the gallbladder. Some people continue to have a lot of problems with digestion, gas, especially can't tolerate even some of the cold family cabbage and that kind of family, or fat. And in those people, they need to get bile salts. Back in the old days, there used to be something called Carter's Little Liver Pills, and that's what they were. But they're no longer sold, as far as I can tell. But you can buy gallbladder or gall salt capsules, and one of those with each meal will usually take care of people who have trouble with digestion after the removal of a gallbladder.
Okay. One other thing that's been bothering me since the surgery, I've been having, I guess I had some kind of pancreatitis along with the...
Yeah, that's a biggie.
And I said, it's been 2 weeks after surgery now, and I'm still having a considerable amount of pain coming through the center, mid-lower of my back.
Okay, here is where I would use castor oil packs. So you get a big piece of cloth, soak it in castor oil, place it over your entire abdomen, but especially that part just above the belly button all the way up, and put a piece of plastic on it. And actually, ideally, in a situation like yours, I would just wrap my whole body in saran wrap after I got the castor oil pack in it and sleep in it overnight, every night for at least a week.
And what is the main purpose of that?
Well, castor oil on the surface of the abdomen is absorbed and helps lymph flow, which, of course, improves inflammation.
Okay, and as far as the amount of castor oil?
Well, it probably will take a minimum of a half a cup.
Okay.
You know, just it should be a not drippy wet, but a quite wet piece of cloth, big enough to cover that area.
And the castor oil can be purchased at a drugstore?
Now, that you don't have to get it at a drugstore. I would get it at a health food store because you could buy a pint. And the drugstores, usually it's only 2 ounces.
Okay, that's why I thought it came in a little small bottle.
Right. No, you can buy a pint of it at a health food store.
Okay. Because I talked to the doctor. I had a doctor visit Monday, and he did some tests on more blood work and said everything is in the normal level, whatever that means.
Well, that means that as far as you can tell, there's no active pancreatitis. But you know, it can take a month to clear up something like that. But I think the castor oil pack can speed it up.
Well, that sounds great. I'll definitely do that. I've got another doctor's appointment this afternoon, and I'll make sure I'll stop by and pick up some castor oil.
Great. Good luck.
Well, thank you, Dr. Shealy.
Ron, thank you for what you do. And I have a question for you. I've mentioned to the class on air that we had a chance to have a bite to eat together, and that was really fun. But I'd like to ask you on the air, if you don't mind, why is it that you have selected USA Prepares to, I mean, you volunteer to do this. I didn't talk to you before. You just did it. And people would say to me, have you heard of Ron Gibson? I'd say, well, tell me. And they'd say, well, he's putting USA Prepares on YouTube every day. And it's a great way for those who, you know, want to listen to USA Prepares to be able to just put it on their screen on their PC. Why is it that you decided to do that, Ron? Can you share that with us?
The main reason is that, you know, I'm kind of a free thinker, and I really enjoy when I came across your show on GCN. Of course, I was listening to Alex and Michael Rivero. And I've gone through pretty much everyone on GCN's list. And your show kind of jumped out at me because it was more or less a survival, straight talk. And I really appreciate your demeanor and how you deliver the message of, that you're trying to get out to everybody. And that really meant a lot to me. So that's the reason I picked your show.
Well, thank you so much. And the reason I asked you is I think that's a question that many of our class are interested in. You know, why did this happen? And this all happened before I ever knew about Ron Gibson. So that's very kind of you to do that, and I'm sure all of the instructors in class really appreciate it. And you do. You really do have a fan club, and it's worldwide, as you may know. In the early days of learning about Ron Gibson, Miles in Europe was telling me that Ron Gibson is doing a lot of work to get the message of USA Prepares out there. And so, you know, he's aware of it, and others in many continents are aware of your work. So thank you so much, Ron Gibson, really.
Thank you, Vince.
And good luck with that pancreas.
Thank you very much, Dr. Sheely.
Have a good one.
Thanks again, Ron.
Thanks.
Isn't that neat, Dr. Sheely, that Ron Gibson has made it kind of a mission to make sure that those who can't get our broadcast other ways can get it on YouTube, and he's been doing it for years. And he's a very humble man. He's a very quiet man. He's a very unassuming man. He's just a real gentleman. And so thank you again, Ron Gibson. Dr. Sheely, we were talking about amlodipine, and we were talking about antihypertensive drugs, and I was thinking about, and you mentioned that it can cause erectile dysfunction. And then put a smile on my face because I was thinking about Hillary Clinton's top aide, Huma, and her husband, Anthony Weiner, who obviously is not taking amlodipine because he is willing to show his erection to anyone who will pay attention to him.
Male on female? Oh, my.
He's just trash.
He didn't learn from getting kicked out of office.
Right. And so these are the people we're supposed to look up to. I mean, I look down at him. I mean, this guy is just disgraceful. He's an intergalactic disgrace.
Well, but what do you expect with him?
Yeah, and he wanted to be mayor. I mean, oh, man. That just totally trashed the city, New York City, with him as mayor. Gosh, can you imagine that? Can you imagine if he were married to Huma and Huma is the top aide to Hillary and Hillary became president? I mean, just let's trash Washington, D.C. some more. Dr. Sheely, when we come back, can we talk a little bit more about these compression stockings and what your thoughts are? Are they good?
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at VNIINC.com/ProHealth. That's VNIINC.com/ProHealth.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention CPAP users! Stop the insanity and torture of your CPAP mask. Don't you hate the skin irritation and terrible leaks? Jump on the CPAP Pro train, invented by an actual CPAP user that became so frustrated with CPAP masks. Are you ready to try something new? With absolutely no straps or headgear, go to nomask.com and get the best night's sleep ever. Free to Medicare patients. Go to nomask.com. That's nomask.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norman Shuley is with us, medical doctor, and if you'd like to go to his website and purchase Bliss or some of his supplements, normshuley.com, normshuely.com. And Dr. Shuley, if those who are in class today would like to subscribe to your newsletter, they can just go to normshuley.com and click on the newsletter, and you'll get the same newsletter that I get. And class, that newsletter list is not sold. That's just used so that you can get the newsletter from Dr. Shuley multiple times per week. Absolutely great advice. Easy to read, capsulated advice that short, to the point, and delivered multiple times per week. So I suggest you consider signing up for that class. It's absolutely free. Compression stockings, Dr. Shuley. I remember many times seeing large-legged women, actually big women, middle-aged women, with small shoes and skin of their feet actually growing outside of the shoes. So it looks like they, you know, when they put their shoes on in the morning, they fit, but by the end of the day, you'd never, if you take the shoe off, you'll never get it back. You never get your foot back in. Edema, and it doesn't look like they're wearing these compression stockings. Would you say that compression stockings are beneficial or not beneficial, or are there concerns? What are your thoughts, Dr. Shuley?
Minimally beneficial. You really want to get at the cause. And the cause is, well, either heart trouble, kidney trouble, or liver trouble. you know, it really needs a very thorough medical workup because, and of course, if they're fat to start with, well, there's at least half of the problem.
Well,
because the
women
heart,
that I've
liver,
seen,
and kidney just can't keep up with that bloat. And
that's,
I know I'm being insensitive,
sure,
but, you know, fat's fat.
Well, and I think that's okay because maybe we need to jolt some of our class who's overweight and help them to live longer because we certainly would like to see that happen. We'd like to see them live to their fullest potential and for the longest time possible.
And so, Dr. Shuley, number one measured cause of premature death is obesity, period.
Is there a correlation, Dr. Shuley, with eating before bedtime? That, you know, just for a bedtime snack, whatever it might be, and waking. Do we put more, you know, food input, time of day being just before bed, does that give us more weight accumulation than if we were to eat during the day when we might be moving around and exercising and working?
To a greater extent, yes. No question about it. You really, ideally, would not eat any substantial amount of food within 3 hours of bedtime.
Okay. Dr. Shuley, so someone who has this edema, this fluid buildup, should they be drinking herbal tea or some kind of a tea as a diuretic to naturally get some of that liquid off and pee it out? Or what are your thoughts on that?
There are, you know, there are no good diuretics except watermelon seed. And watermelon seed actually is a good diuretic.
So how do we eat watermelon seeds, Dr. Shuley? Do we grind them up, dry them and grind them up, or do we just, what do we do?
Yeah.
Well, that's great because I can only remember composting watermelon seeds, except for the ones I was saving to grow watermelons next season. Other than that, they go in the compost, so we can actually eat the seeds.
Yes. Well, I actually, when I eat watermelon, I chew the seeds a bit. They are a good diuretic.
Okay. What about those who have hiatal hernias and are told not to eat seeds? Is that true anymore, or is it reversed?
Well, you know, hiatal hernia is a big, big, biggie. You know, it can cause everything, including severe lung congestion because it leads to that kind of thing.
Is there surgery that can remedy that or not?
Yes, it's a big surgery, but it's better than having a bad disease.
Okay. Dr. Shuley, I'll be right back.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shealy is with us. NormShealy.com. Dr. Shealy, yesterday I was picking up some parts for our tractor. I was having a hose fabricated, because one of the hydraulic lines failed. And so I was getting this hose made, and during the process of making the hose, I ran into a friend at the place that makes the hoses for us. And I asked about another friend, and I said, well, how's he doing? And he said, well, you know, he's got brain cancer, and he has bone cancer, and he has another kind of cancer, but, you know, the brain cancer is almost gone. The bone cancer is almost gone, and he's doing pretty well. He's getting better. And I said, and there was a lull in the conversation, because I was thinking, boy, this man has really a cross to bear. And I said, did he used to smoke? And my friend said, oh, he still does. And I thought, wow. I mean, I said, he still smokes after all that? And then my friend said, well, you know, maybe it's because of the shock to his system if he quits smoking. Dr. Shuley, I have another friend. You know him. He's a
you know, he's a fantastic stupid.
Well, that was my question. Is I have another friend who you know is coughing more than years ago and a little more short of breath. I can hear it in his voice. I'm thinking, so you're going to quit? And he said, well, you know, he was talking to his doctor, and he thinks that the shock to his system might be worse than quitting. Dr. Shuley, can you tell us definitively what the real answer to this is? Because I don't know if people are addicted smokers, which is extremely hard to quit smoking. Are they using this as a crutch to say, to make the person they're talking to feel that, okay, yeah, it'd be worse if they quit than if they didn't quit? Is this a crutch, or is there any reality to this?
Well, actually, about one half of smokers are truly addicted. So they do get withdrawal symptoms. Now, there's only one way to quit smoking altogether, and there are things you could do to assist, but one way is willpower. The idea of weaning is useless. It has been shown over and over again that people, you know, if they cut down a little bit of time, they never get off them because they truly are addicted. Now, I'm glad you brought that up, because I just did a workshop out in California, and a highly sensitive person wrote a nasty letter how awful I was, because I actually just said that my father, I said for many, many years, who was a wonderful person, but he committed suicide smoking. And she thought I was just had created one of those great, you know, things, the words that I should never use. How can you say someone addicted committed suicide? Well, people who overeat are committing suicide. People who don't exercise are committing suicide. People who smoke are committing suicide. People who drink are committing suicide. People who take street drugs are committing suicide. Come off it. Sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, so common sense is still the uncommon commodity, and for somebody to argue that it's an addiction, well, most addictions are suicide.
Dr. Shuley, you know, when you say this, people are thinking about jumping off a bridge, committing suicide, overdosing on meds, committing suicide, slitting their wrists, you know, shooting themselves, those kinds of things, because they're fast. Relatively fast, you know, within
right.
minutes, compared to the slow suicide that you're talking about. And I think that very few people have had an aha moment just now listening to you say that smoking is committing suicide, but it's, you know, over time. It's not instantaneous or within minutes.
Exactly. Well, you know, I often say even saints can only eat so much arsenic and survive.
Yeah.
And, you know, if it's poison and you know it's poison, then you have made a conscious decision to commit suicide at some level. And I understand I'm hurting some poor people's feelings. Tough smokes.
Yeah.
If I save one life by saying that, it's worth it.
Okay. So here's... Absolutely, and I'm so glad that you've said this, Dr. Shuley. So now it's clear. If you're smoking, you need to stop. Dr. Shuley, I've heard that alcoholism is a disease. Is that a disease or is that an addiction?
Well, again, it's an addiction. And excess alcohol is another way of committing suicide.
Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is it a disease that you just seem to get, or is it something that you've acquired this addiction by?
Well, in my opinion, a healthy, self-respected person would never become an alcoholic. Mm-hmm. Now, let's face it, things are seducing, so to speak, and I'm sure that But people who get into excess alcohol have low self-esteem. People who get into excess smoking, smoking in general, have low self-esteem. Now, way back in the old days, like when my father started at age 10, before we knew anything about these things, it wasn't probably suicide in those days, but after 1940, anyone who started smoking was not using common sense.
Dr. Shuley, during World War II, the tobacco companies were providing free cigarettes to the GIs, and when the GIs came back, they had an addicted customer base for those cigarettes. All he had to do was get him hooked. And I know a man who lives in Virginia. We built a computer network for his tobacco company. They manufacture cigarettes. I know the top management. We helped them get started through our technology. And I'll even tell you the company. It's called S&M Brands. They started blending cigarettes. And they were willing to give a carton of cigarettes to someone who smoked because they knew that that person, if he switched, would become another revenue source, because there's so much profit in selling this weed tobacco.
You know, Vince, you're too young to remember that. Well, after World War II, the airlines used to pass out sample cigarettes on their flights.
Mm-hmm.
They passed them out like peanuts.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Shuley, I do remember.
They are as evil as a tobacco company for considering that.
Dr. Shuley, I remember being in New York City as a very young person with my mom, and seeing these young women passing out small packages of cigarettes, maybe two cigarettes in a little package, and just to anybody who walked down the sidewalk, would you like some cigarettes? Would you like some cigarettes? And they were just giving them away.
Oh, yeah. Well, and many, many, many actors, including Clark Gable and a lot of other well-known, used to promote them in ads.
Yeah. Yeah, more doctors prefer what, Tarryton, or I forget the brand, but maybe it was Tarryton.
I think. Well, Lucky Strikes is one of them that I remember being promoted heavily that way.
Yeah, and so they use the medical profession to help sell cigarettes and let people think that these were good for you were beneficial. And
what
nonsense!
Glad you brought that up. There was a so-called nutritionist, PhD, Fred Stare, at Harvard University, who for his entire career promoted sugar as a good food. He was a pimp for the sugar industry.
Wow. I'm speechless. You mentioned low self-esteem a few minutes ago. Do you think that relates to tattoos as well? The people who have low self-esteem?
In general, yes. In general, yes. I have not, I do think that for some people, it may not have been self-esteem as in the direct sense, but sort of keeping up with the crowd, just as some people probably take up smoking and drinking, et cetera, to keep up with friends. And underlying that, there is some poor self-esteem. But sometimes I do believe that young people, teens especially, just don't know. Even in today's world, they may not have been adequately educated to know just how harmful these things are.
I'm looking at some images of cigarette ads, and 20,679 physicians say Luckies, meaning Lucky Strike cigarettes, are less irritating. And more doctors smoke Camels than any other cigarette.
I remember those as well. I mean, it's part of pimphood. That's all I can say, pimphood.
Yeah. And you know, these are if you look at the images of these doctors, they're smiling, they look healthy, they look happy. Wow. Here's one that says, Viceroy's. Ask your dentist. I would recommend Viceroy's. Can you imagine?
Yep.
Can you imagine?
It is interesting. And, of course, back, I think it was in the 40s, when a few physicians began to speak out against this, they were highly attacked by the rest of the medical profession.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we talked about smoking, and the bottom line is we absolutely positively have to stop smoking. Dr. Shealy, when we come back, may we talk about tampons and toxic shock, heavy metals. What type of test do you recommend if someone wants to know if he or she has heavy metals in his or her system, and the signs of Alzheimer's? Dr. Shealy, and I'll be right back.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Attention CPAP users! Stop the insanity and torture of your CPAP mask. Don't you hate the skin irritation and terrible leaks? Jump on the CPAP Pro train, invented by an actual CPAP user that became so frustrated with CPAP masks. Are you ready to try something new? With absolutely no straps or headgear, go to nomask.com and get the best night's sleep ever. Free to Medicare patients. Go to nomask.com. That's nomask.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Attention CPAP users! Stop the insanity and torture of your CPAP mask. Don't you hate the skin irritation and terrible leaks? Jump on the CPAP Pro train, invented by an actual CPAP user that became so frustrated with CPAP masks. Are you ready to try something new? With absolutely no straps or headgear? Go to nomask.com and get the best night's sleep ever. Free to Medicare patients. Go to nomask.com. That's nomask.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it, God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
That's Dr. Norm Shealy's with us, normshealy.com. Dr. Shealy, I've got a couple of things that if we can get through them, it would be great in a few remaining minutes. Here's the headlines. Diabetic father goes blind at 32 years of age after he smoked, guzzled fizzy drinks, and failed to attend medical appointments. Michael Betteridge was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at 6 years old, was told to eat healthy, to control blood sugar levels, but ignored the warnings. He was diagnosed with diabetic retinopathy, damage to the retina. In May, he will never see his wife or two children again, and he also may lose a foot. That's the dailymail.co.uk. Dr. Shealy, type 1 diabetes and not paying attention.
Well, yes, it is more serious than type 2, although people with type 2 can have all the same complications long term. But type 1 is a much more serious disease, and again, you know, you can't afford any bad habits when you've got a disease like that.
And I understand that amputations are on the increase at the highest level ever for diabetes-related complications. People are having more parts cut off them as a result of diabetes than ever before. And
that,
Dr. Shealy, is it because we're just doing what this 32-year-old man did? Just the heck with it. I'm tough.
Virtually 100% of type 2 diabetics can stop the disease, turn it around totally, if they take care of themselves, which means
that
losing
means
weight down to a totally normal body mass index of 18 to 24 and not having any other bad habits. And again, it's darn near 100% who will get rid of the disease if they just take up good health habits.
Okay. Heavy metals testing. What type of test would you recommend if someone wanted to know if he or she had heavy metals in the body, lead, cadmium, arsenic?
Well, if you know you've got it, chelation is the treatment of choice. And DMSA is an oral chelation that works beautifully for most heavy metal toxicity. For some people, it could require intravenous chelation. But either way, it is definitely worthwhile.
Okay. Is there a test to find out?
Oh, yeah. It's very simple. You really do need to take 1,000 milligrams of DMSA and then collect your urine for the next 24 hours and send it off for a heavy metal test. It's done. The best company, I think, is Doctors Data in Chicago. They have an excellent history of measuring those things for you, and it's definitely worth doing.
Great. Is there a blood test?
The blood tests are much, much, much more expensive, and really to get the whole smear, you know, there's a wide number of heavy metals. So it would be, unless you know which one, arsenic or lead or whatever, it's better to do the urine. Okay. Even hair is fair, but not as good as urine.
Okay. How about tampons and toxic shock, Dr. Shealy? What are your thoughts on...
Interestingly, I have to admit I'm not an authority on that by any means. I'm aware of it, and I don't know all the intimate details, but we certainly know that that it can happen. My suspicion is that women who get toxic shock probably have a few other problems, but I need to look that up and be sure of that statement. But, you know, smoking, for instance, would increase the risk. Having diabetes would increase the risk.
Let's talk about that next week.
I will look it up in the meantime.
Okay. How about the signs of Alzheimer's, Dr. Shealy? Are there visible signs that if you look at someone, you know, sitting down in a waiting room or, you know, are there visible signs that you can see a person
with
Alzheimer's?
Well, you often do see. They have sort of a blank face. So they look as if they're not here.
Yeah. Now, the reason I'm asking is I think I saw that yesterday. A woman was in a waiting room, head down, as low as it would go, absolutely, I believe, asleep in a wheelchair in a public place. And I thought, is that a symptom or a sign of Alzheimer's?
Can be. But it's a wide variety of possibilities.
Thank you so much for being with us today. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Attention CPAP users. Stop the insanity and torture of your CPAP mask. Don't you hate the skin irritation and terrible leaks? Jump on the CPAP Pro train, invented by an actual CPAP user that became so frustrated with CPAP masks. Are you ready to try something new? With absolutely no straps or headgear, go to nomask.com and get the best night's sleep ever. Free to Medicare patients. Go to nomask.com. That's NOMASK.com.